It's 12 noon. You're listening to WSCA FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. Up next, Why Me Dine Me.
Out of joy for a hungry boy, baby. I'm cooking with gas, so I'm a gumdrop, a sweet lollipop, a brook trout right out of the brook. And what's more, baby, I can cook. I've made a magazine cover. I run my house on a dime. I'd make a wonderful lover. I should.
Yeah, she should be paid overtime. Hey, it's Rachel Forrest, and I'm the food writer for the Portsmouth Herald, and we're here with Wine Me, Dine Me. Gal Foodie, you're over there. I can't see you.
I'm over here behind all the cool equipment.
There's a big computer monitor in the way.
Hold on, I'll slide. Hi.
Hi.
I'm over here with the food.
Oh, yeah, you have a big bowl of stuff in front of you.
That's right.
Hey, we have a full house today. All mics are in use because we have two chefs from Union Grill in York Beach. And they're messing with stuff.
And that's York in Maine.
Beach, and that's in Maine. And we have Chef Carl Mace and Nick Goff. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Nick, you're going to have to get close to the mic there so we can hear your lovely voice.
Yeah,
yes.
Better.
Now, Chef Carl Mace and Nick Goff have some exciting news coming up, and we're going to talk to them about their trip to NYC, to the big city from the wilds of Maine. And on December 29th, they're going to be at the James Beard House, correct?
That's right.
You guys are so cool.
I know. Now, for those, and I think, Carl, you were explaining at one point that some of your staff don't understand the import of this appearance.
Well, some of them do, and I guess I'm learning more.
Yeah, pull it towards you.
There you go.
Make love to the mic.
Make love to the mic.
That's a big microphone. Jeez.
I knew as soon as it came out of my mouth.
Someone. Reserve comments.
There would be something wacky.
I think that some of them just don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah,
and it's not. We're not going there for an award. We're going there for just an invite to cook there, and possibly, maybe down the road, it leads to bigger things for myself, Nick, the hotel.
So why don't you explain to our listeners what it is?
Well, the James Beard House. James Beard is he's like the founder of cooking, not like Augustus Coffier, but cooking at the Beard House is probably every chef's dream. It's
sort of a rite of passage.
Yeah,
it's an honor. It's an honor that you're going there. And now I'm finding out things that I have to do to prepare for this, and it's starting to. It's very good. It's all good stuff. I'm just.
Yeah, it's tough. I've been there a few times, and I know that the chefs sometimes. I was there for a Maine chef's dinner with the chefs from Arrows and Sam Hayward from Forest Street and Rob Evans from Hugo's up in Portland and a couple others. And there were a lot of chefs in one extremely small kitchen.
Yeah, there's going to be four of us. Right. It's going to be Nick, myself, and we're bringing two other, not from our hotel, from the outside.
From the outside,
Like as in
outsider chefs.
Believe it or not,
just to help you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they said that we can get interns for this.
I'll be an intern. I'll do it. Yeah. Sign up galfoodie.com. I'm right here. Yeah, bring me.
It's gonna be interesting. I mean, we get to see the kitchen and everything. But what's nice about it is we're going there on the 27th. And we get to get there the day before. We get to go in the kitchen the day before, which you never are allowed to do.
That's right.
Wow.
It's true.
Which is a bonus.
Yeah.
So I get to actually plan out what we're going to do.
So what when they proposed this to you, how did they find you, for one?
I guess it was luck of the draw.
More or less.
There was a couple other restaurants, and then we got the official confirmation, and I think I threw up a little bit. Sorry. Yeah. I celebrated, and then now it's really starting to sink in that we're going.
Having a little mini freak out over there.
It's pretty big. I think it's huge.
It is huge.
It is.
It's a good compliment to to Nick, myself, the hotel that we're going there.
Yeah, exactly. And you, and since you've been at Union Grill at the Union Bluff Hotel, you've really stepped up the menu there. It's quite interesting.
Yeah. We left the pub the same though, but yeah. the dining room itself is, I think it's done a complete 180.
Yeah, you have that. It's all that nice dark wood. You have the bar right in the middle of everything, yep. Like sort of like the Annika Jans model that everybody loves and feels comfortable with.
Yeah.
Cozy fireplace.
And it's all because of the owners, Brent and Mary Jane. They're the ones that want to change, and I think that we're bringing it.
Willing to take a chance.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's a little more relaxing, I guess.
Yeah, more.
Wouldn't you say, Chef?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You have to call me sir.
So how did you decide what to bring to the Beard House? Tell us a little bit about your menu.
We went through about 3 cases of beer now.
Yeah.
I don't know. We sat down and talked, and we looked at what other people did in the past, what main chefs did there, because they wanted main themed. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want it to be boring, because I guess we wanted it to be a little challenging for everybody.
Yeah.
And this is where we came up with...
Oh, you have
them. Did you bring
them? We brought the menu.
You brought the menu. Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, read it to us like it's poetry, Nick.
Oh my God.
Because it is.
Okay, sir. Go ahead and read it, brother. Nick.
So first of all, it's obviously a main themed
right.
Dinner. So we tried to use some stuff that's not so common, I guess, if you want to say that. But then still from Maine. So we did, for hors d'oeuvres, we're doing Maine lobster munchkins with fermented garlic, local cork, and olive oil jimmies.
Did you get the quark from Brookford Farm?
Where's the
place? That's actually right up the street from my house. I believe we're going to use some, as long as they still have some of the plain, because they do one with garlic and chives, and we kind of want it to be neutral.
Yeah, you just want it plain. So what's a lobster munchkin?
Do you want the background on this one? So my dog loves munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure we want to disclose this to the James Beard House right about now.
This is the beginning of our
The origins.
So I take him, he loves munchkins, so I had this thought one day, if I make donuts and use lobster, it's creative. Nobody does it. So that's kind of where it stemmed. And then we're going to fold these other ingredients. It's a yeast donut.
Okay.
It's going to be fried.
So they're tasty. They're very tasty.
Proofed twice. So we're just finagling the taste of it down. And then it's going to be topped with cork and the olive oil jimmies, which are made with maltodextrin.
Oh, it's got jimmies.
Of course it has jimmies. It's a donut.
Yeah.
Well, chemicals there.
A little chemicals.
That's good stuff.
Better living, better eating through chemistry.
It's savory. So that's going to be fun. The next one, we have a pemmican mussel salad, fried native potatoes, radishes, seal cove goat cheese, banyuls, and creme fraiche.
Seal cove goat cheese.
It's good stuff right there.
Yeah. I have not had that yet. Where are they from?
Mount Desert Island.
Oh, that's where Galfoodie used to live.
That's where I'm from.
Good stuff.
That's good stuff.
And they're shellless, so they're going to be poached and then taken out of the shell. So there's no work involved.
And you know what? You actually you got the sample.
You sampled something similar to it at the fundraiser we did.
Where was that?
Over the Regatta Room.
Yeah, the chef's ACF thing.
We've been practicing this one.
That sounds awesome.
The next one we're doing is a petite oxtail sloppy joe.
Yep. I know.
Anadama bread, fresh ricotta, melted shallots, and mash.
The Anadama bread is being made by When Pigs Fly Bakery for us. Total local. Everything's from Maine.
Maine.
I mean, the best way, some stuff it just isn't the best. I mean, the beef, we're trying to stay local when we get to the beef, but
that's a tough year around here.
The year and the season. I mean,
what about Wolf's Neck Farm? They're from Maine.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, forget it.
Sorry.
Sorry, I brought it up.
You can actually, Dolan Bailey, we use Dolan Bailey as our products.
Oh, yeah. Why did I say that? Because Ed from Dolan Bailey posted on Facebook. I'm like, oh, sorry, Ed. Sorry.
We do buy the Northeastern Family Farm stuff, and I support that 100%. You know, we may use that. But as far as Wolf's Necks, I'm not going to down them. They got products. That's about as far as I'm going to
Okay.
They got beef.
They got beef.
But if you go on the internet, you can read more about it.
Sorry, Chef. Opened a can of worms.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Let's go on with that oxtail sloppy joe.
Yeah, sloppy joe.
Yeah, tell us about the sloppy joe.
So the sloppy joes, they're
controversy.
We had controversy.
The oxtail is braised for a long period of time. There's some different bunch of aromatics in it, and then shredded and then put together like a little sandwich,
right,
on little individual little right. Anadama bread.
I just hope
Anadama is a New England thing, so it'll be.
Why? Because you think it's going to be a little wacky?
Well, I can't wait for them to see staff meal.
Are you eating that stuff?
Staff meal.
We have to feed them.
You have to feed the staff?
We have to feed the staff to James Beard House. Yeah.
Oh,
I asked them if I can bring 30 pounds of duck fat to fill their fryer, and they have no problem with that.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do with the duck fat? Is that where you cook those donuts in?
And the potatoes for the mussel salad.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Who doesn't love duck fat?
I know.
It's flavor.
I'd just like to say that I just ate some bacon.
Yeah.
It's all right.
There's bacon on the dish.
Oh, no, that's salami.
Oh, that's the crispy salami? Yeah. Oh, my God, it tastes just like bacon.
Yeah, with
like,
Chef Carl Mays, bacon. You think you're eating one thing, but you're not.
Oh, my God, it's so good, like bacon.
You're so tricky.
You are tricky. Was I supposed to dip it?
In chocolate?
Dip yourself, please.
I kept basting it with the liquids.
What did you... All right, well, finish your menu, and then I want to talk about what's over going on over here, because this is good.
The last hors d'oeuvre, so they're going to do 4 hors d'oeuvres. The last one we're doing is a late harvest beet and crab sandwich with sea urchin, 4 herbs, and Maine sea salt.
Sea urchin?
That's pretty cool.
Yummy. So, why not?
And
Where's that coming from?
Right out of Portland.
Yeah, the urchin divers.
Yeah, wasn't there a...
There's a big place in Portland. I forget the exact name. There's a big place that exports a ton of it.
Because I think there was a thing on Bizarre Foods. One of my readers emailed me and said they went out and got sea urchin, and they brought it to the chef at Miyake Food Factory in Portland, and he cooked up the sea urchin.
Yeah, there's...
We've played with a couple urchins.
So this one's more... It's a sandwich. We've been playing with a bunch... and it's almost like a raw ravioli if you look at it. So you take really, really thin slices of beet, and then you fill it with these ingredients. It's very tasty. Little extra acid on it, and then the sea urchin. It's like butter, you know, to eat it. So
butter.
Yummy.
Butter.
We're listening to Nick Goff from Union Grill at Union Bluff Hotel discuss the menu for their visit to the James Beard House on December 29th.
On my mouth's watering.
He's passing it over to... Here, I'll read it.
No, okay, you can ask us the questions. That'd be easier. You just ask us the questions.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not as nervous this time.
Don't mind the coffee stain on there.
It's just us. Yeah.
Okay, and for dinner, lobster potage with lobster glacé.
Or just lobster glass.
Glass. Tomato confit, guanciale, Maine potatoes, Thistle Hill Farm Tarentaise cheese.
Have you had that cheese?
I have not. We're going to talk about that. And sourdough crouton. There was like a collective groan of pleasure.
No, I haven't had that cheese.
It's very, very tasty.
So tell us about that dish. What does that look like?
It's going to be a rich stew, more or less, to sum it up. The main potatoes will be Parisian potatoes. The guanciale is going to add your fat and pork product in there.
Yeah, you need fat and pork.
And what else? The tomatoes are going to give you your acid.
Right.
Be soaked in duck fat.
And then the crouton.
So the top of it, it's going to, a larger crouton.
Right.
With this wonderful Tarentaise cheese out of Vermont that'll be bruleed into it. So it's going to soak through the little holes in the bread.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And then you can use it like a spoon if you want to give you a little crunch.
So is this cheese a sharp cheese?
Yeah, what's the name?
It's a cow's milk cheese.
It's a cow's milk cheese.
It's got very unique. I'm trying to think. It's very, very unique out of Vermont.
It's an excellent melting cheese.
Yes.
It tastes amazing on hamburgers. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
Yep.
And where could we find that cheese if we were cheese buyers?
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Probably online.
My friend right from Dolan Bailey.
Yeah.
Dolan Bailey doesn't carry it right yet, I don't think. But I'm probably after this, I think they might.
Yeah. Give them a call.
I know that there's Costa a website Fruit and Produce has it. Mm. And they have a huge cheese selection.
Oh, great.
Cool. Next.
Soldier bean and butter lettuce salad with cracklings, beets, and -8 wine vinegar.
Cracklings.
Uh-oh. Cracklings.
Love them.
What are soldier beans? Not heard of those before.
They're
really?
Main bean.
They are a Maine bean.
Soldier beans are a very Maine bean.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Those are
actually kind of hard to source for us, but we found them and we got them.
Well, Harvest Fest just happened, and we used soldier beans for the beans, those were very, very difficult to find.
Oh,
we had to find the guy, the guy who gets them in 50-pound bags.
Yeah, large quantities.
Yeah, that's the only way you can buy them.
So they're supposed to, they kind of look like a kidney bean.
Yep.
I mean, so they're white, and then on the top there's little brown indentations that would
people say looks
like a soldier, I guess.
Soldier.
So.
That must be lovely. And how are you doing the cracklings? What are they, pork cracklings?
Yeah, I'm going to be taking some pig's feet.
Oh,
pig's feet.
Pig's feet. Pork.
And I love they have beets. Oh.
Man, so the beets will be raw, and then the -8, if you have, or have -8 vinegar.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, that's really great stuff. I mean,
and but wait, there's more. Penobscot Bay cod cheeks.
Yep.
We love cheeks with peppered pork belly,
oh my God,
mahogany clams, pork. Beta carrots, and Cuban L sauce.
It's winter time.
It's winter. You got to fatten yourselves
pork
up
belly.
With pork belly. Or bacon.
The cod cheeks are tricky.
Yeah, how does one get a cheek
off
a cod?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about your adventuring cod cheeks are tricky. Cheek, chef.
We may have to, we're trying to source somebody to actually do them for us so we can save time.
Yeah.
But to actual take the cod cheeks out, it's a little tricky. You stick your thumb in the eyeball of the cod and do
oh, my God. Yeah. I think I just threw up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things in a cod that people, my grandmother asked me, she's like, I didn't even know cod had cheeks.
Yeah.
So, but it's very, very tasty. A little sweet, mild. I mean, it's like the foie gras of cod. I mean, it's
yeah.
very good.
We it's nice because we've been able to play with some product because we have our vendors, I'd say, or our purveyors. Tom at York Lobster has
right.
helped us out with playing with cod heads.
Hey,
cod heads, cod heads.
Yes, I say that.
Where
but
you,
we have to. The cod heads have to be like
a certain
this
size.
Big. They're huge.
Yeah,
they're big.
And where do you get your pork from?
It'd be a Neff product.
A Neff, yeah. And so the pork belly is going to be peppered. Is it black pepper and
yeah, just yeah. black pepper. And it'll be braised. So then you'll have you'll get a like a little I don't want to say chunk, but a section of it.
Yeah, a section with all the different layers that
yeah.
we love.
And then you'll have your Cuban L pepper sauce.
The fat layer.
Just real quick, I'm known for giving huge portions, and I'm sure Brent's listening to this right
oh,
now.
God.
So these portions are going to be smaller than the beer dinner.
How small, chef?
I don't know, dude. I don't think I can even do that small.
Proportionate.
I
don't even think I can do that. But I'm going to make it happen. Yep.
And what? And tell me about the Cuban L sauce.
So the Cuban L sauce, the... play with it a bunch. So far it's a light grilling of the pepper to soften them so that you can puree them with a boat motor or a stick immersion blender.
Boat yeah. motor, yeah.
Boat motor.
A little bit of chicken
I
stock,
with one of those.
A little bit of herbs. So it's a fresh, very colorful sauce that'll accompany.
Don't you have your boat motor in the truck with you?
Yeah, do you want me to go get it for you?
No, I don't.
Right. Yeah, we have nothing to mix up.
And then the other native thing in there, the mahogany clams.
Right,
so you're
mahogany
gonna get,
clams.
You're going to get a component, different textures and...
And then,
yum, yum.
It'll be fun.
And then we have a duo of beef.
Uh-oh.
Grilled eye of ribeye and 48-hour braised cap with farro risotto, crossness. There's a word I've never...
Crones.
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 A little tuber.
It's a little tuber.
It's a tuber?
It almost looks like the Michelin man. They're little, little tubers. They're white.
They're nice.
Also Where known as a Chinese artichoke.
Well, keep reading.
It's called a Chinese artichoke?
It's got yeah. The other name of it is Chinese artichoke.
Fried Brussels sprout leaves and veal jus. So now, what's the cap?
So, basically, you take...
what the heck?
We're all looking very all
right, so,
perplexed at you right now, if you can see us
the
in
whole
radio
ribeye, The whole ribeye, basically what you do is you take the you rip the cap right off. You just cut the cap right off, and you just have the eye.
You separate the muscles.
You separate the muscles.
Oh, I
and
get
then
it.
You braise, because there's a lot of fat there and flavor, you're going to braise it. You're going to braise the top of it.
Ah, I get it.
And then it'll get folded into the farotto. So it'll be made into your starch.
Oh, you just made a new word, farotto.
Yeah. So it'll be folded in and cooked like risotto. So,
okay.
Mm. You know, we were serving the farro on our last menu.
We just
changed it.
Is this your last menu on here?
Oh, that was the one last week. We changed it. We're going to change it on Thursday.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Chocolate salami.
Uh-oh.
With dried Maine blueberries, malted apples, ginger cookies, and eggnog sauce.
Yeah. We can't talk about the eggnog sauce because that's Nana's recipe.
Okay.
Secret.
Chocolate salami. What's that mean?
If you picture salami, picture salami, it has lots of fat and different chunks of pork in there.
So the apples are going to look like...
So you picture that, but it's going to be made, the base is chocolate almost in a fudge-like consistency. And then you'll have the cookies in there that will resemble different pieces of fat.
I see.
You'll have your blueberries
so
in there.
It'll
be different.
Salami.
Like, it's not actually salami. It's made to look.
Made
so
to
it'll
look,
be rolled
look
into
like
a
salami.
Tube, and then you'll get a section of it.
Section, okay.
And then the eggnog sauce will come in it. And then dehydrated or dried apples.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dehydration.
Now, in preparation for this, have you made all of this so far?
Let's see. For the most part, yes.
Practice.
But we're starting to practice small amounts. And then we're going to... I want to serve it. I want to serve it, like, in the hotel.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Have you been trying it out on people in the hotel?
Starting probably very next day or so. be serving it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, hopefully
it's a little wild.
Before we go, we can try
it. Yeah, but you have wild stuff on your menu.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
could be a nice marketing thing too for you, saying, you know, come sample a little bit of our James Beard. Yeah. So a lot of people know what that is.
Yeah, a lot of people know what
that
is.
There's some smart foodies around here. They would flock to that. Be like, hey, we got to sample it before the James Beard House did. Yeah. You know?
We can always come there.
The cool kids.
OpenTable.com.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
It's on OpenTable now.
You're on OpenTable?
Well, the hotel is, but the James Beard event's
on OpenTable.
You might have to go to that.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking a trip to New York City.
Because I mean, your menu. You said this menu is different.
We leave our staple items.
I think
they're
both the same. I just grabbed a couple coffees.
Oh, okay. But you just changed this menu that you have.
That
here?
One was last week. We have a new one for this week. But I keep our cod.
Line caught cod with smoked mussels, lomo, creme fraiche, asparagus.
We keep the Kobe beef sirloin. We keep the filet.
Kobe beef sirloin for only $30.
Yeah, that's
come
right.
On down.
He's down. Got this guilty look.
Did you keep the Kobe pizza too, or the was it Scobie pizza?
No, we changed Kobe. We put a cheese pizza with the Tarantese cheese on it.
Yeah,
that's
grilled lobster truffle flatbread with ricotta, black truffle, melted onion, chervil.
It's not like a flatbread. It's a grilled. It's grilled.
It's actually grilled dough out of Portland,
we use the beer dough. We can't produce enough, so we buy it.
From the Portland Pie Company?
Is it the Pie Company? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, somebody just mentioned that place to me the other day. They said it was fantastic.
That beer was tasty.
Well, I had a restaurant in Mount Desert Island, and we only bought our dough from Portland Pie Company.
It's amazing.
And the beer dough, we'd do special, like we'd get a special order of the beer dough, and we'd make, you know, sauerkraut pizzas with beer dough.
Yummy.
Oh, I'll tell you about that later. That's some good stuff with corned beef on it.
Oh my gosh!
It was a Reuben with beer dough pizza grilled.
Tasty. You're listening to WSCA LP Portsmouth Community Radio 106.1 FM. Programming on WSCA LP Portsmouth is brought to you by our members and by Heron Pond Farm, building community through local agriculture from our fields to your table. More information on CSA memberships at heronpondfarm.com or 603-591-8720. Programming is also brought to you by White Heron Tea. Locally owned White Heron Tea offers organic and fair trade teas, specialty blends, and chai. Available at cafes, grocers, and retailers, or online at www.whiteherontea.com. And also, it's brought to you by Terracotta Pasta, makers of fresh gourmet pasta, ravioli, and sauces, located just south of the Kittery Traffic Circle at 52A Route 1, Kittery, Maine. For more information, call 207-475-3025 to underwrite, as you can, email underwriting@wscafm.org because we need underwriters for our programming. Hey, I'm Rachel Forrest, the food writer for the Portsmouth Herald et al. This is Why Me Dami. I'm here with Allie Goodwin, my co-host.
Hi. Galfoodie.com.
Galfoodie.com. And we're here with the chefs from Union Grill at Union Bluff Hotel, Chef Carl Mace and Chef Nick Goff, who are going to the Beard House.
Are you going?
It's coming up quick.
Hope so.
It's coming
up
quick.
On December 29th.
It's 20 days away.
So tell me about what are some of the things that you've discovered that you have to do that make it seem kind of difficult?
Well, as of yesterday, I found out I have to bring my own cream. Oh, my gosh.
It's almost like opening your own restaurant.
You have to bring everything.
Yeah, sure.
There's certain things that I didn't really think about. I was just like, oh, I guess we don't need to bring that. And then I called yesterday and I said, hey, look. I need to find out what exactly I need to bring. Do I have to bring my own butter? Do I have to bring that? And I'm not going to say the purveyors that I'm using.
Right.
Although we just talked about a couple. But anyway, they're donating all this product.
Oh, that's great. Yay.
Which is nice. And it's going to help. It's going to help cost out.
Right.
It's going to, yeah. I mean.
And how many people do you actually have to cook for?
80.
80 people, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people who come up to Maine, who live in New York City, who come up and vacation in Maine, go to the Beard House when the Maine chefs are there.
I hope so. I'm pretty
Rachel,
excited.
I think we're going. I think it's girls' weekend in New York City.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there anyway.
I'm going to. Of course you are. I'm going to be an intern. I'll be in the kitchen.
And so, who's coming from your friends and family? The owners of the Union Bluff.
I believe so. We haven't really talked about that part. I know Nick's girlfriend. Christine's coming. My wife's going, but she won't be eating because she just now is allergic to nuts and shellfish.
Suddenly?
Crisis.
Yeah, it started to happen over the past couple of weeks, couple months, and so I understand. I'm totally fine with that.
I'm bringing my dog.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
he's going to roam in the kitchen, dude?
Yeah, he's going to
tell him what's up.
Well, no, he's got to do the donut thing.
He's got to have the donut. That's right. He needs to taste it.
I'm telling you.
I know that Nick has family coming. I know my uncle that lives in New York is going to be there.
Oh, cool.
And his girlfriend will be there. I know my mom can't get away. But I'm sure it won't be the only time we go there after this.
Yeah. Yeah, and what are you hoping will happen after this? Like, what is your expectation of...
Maybe exposure.
Yeah.
Exposure to saying, look, you know... I guess it's a compliment because Portland was just named what food place of the United States,
mm-hmm.
and now a couple chefs from York Beach are going there. That's pretty big. I mean, hopefully it's more exposure for us. I think it will. I think it's gonna. It might put the place on the map more.
Yeah, a destination restaurant.
Yeah,
yeah,
and people can stay there and eat.
I know, that's so convenient.
And then they can go on the beach.
Right, yeah. And then they can go to the Funorama.
The Funorama.
Oh my gosh, yep, that's right.
Or bowling.
Oh, boy.
Or not.
So how have people reacted to some of the interesting things you've done with, you know, with molecular gastronomy techniques?
Well, honestly, Brent will eat anything.
That's helpful.
I have yet to see that man not eat something. I try everything with him. Let's see. People try stuff. I don't really go out in the dining room. I guess I should.
Well, you need feedback. Yeah. Yeah. You're supposed to be out there schmoozing.
I know.
Like a spy window. You can be like, oh, that clearly isn't good. Or, or wow, look at that.
But people get it. And, we have a bartender. His name's Michael. And he comes back and he tells us that these people love this.
That's cool.
Like, well, I know they would.
Oh, is he a new bartender?
He's been with us for a little while.
Yeah, he's been there, like, from the beginning.
He has been there from the beginning, but he only works so many nights.
Yeah.
Huh. The guy's knowledgeable. The guy's amazing. He's a very good people person.
Yeah. Well, you need that.
Do you guys work together to pair wines or cocktails with these certain menu items?
Cocktails is the biggest. Yeah. We get to sample that.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of cocktails is he doing?
He does, he just did a peppermint one, and he painted the glass. It was pretty tasty.
Nice. Nice.
It was pretty tasty. I had no problem drinking it.
Thanks for your shift. Or
so is Four Vines still the wine partner?
Four Vines is doing it. And I just emailed him yesterday, and I asked. I said I need to know what wines they are doing because I have yet. I want to taste it.
Yeah, you need to. I want to.
Yeah, what if it doesn't? Yeah, what if it doesn't?
I don't
mesh?
Think it's gonna be that. I think they have good wine. I know that a few people that said Four Vines, since Four Vines is doing it, that their wine is, it's tasty, and the guy's crazy. I guess he'll show up in a t-shirt and a cowboy hat.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hear he's nuts. His name's Christian.
Yeah, Christian. Crazy. Yeah, I've met him before.
Is he crazy?
Yeah, he's wild. They're the ones that do the Bikers Inn and all that, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so that's Billy Grant. Who actually, his mom lives, he's from Ogunquit. His mom lives in Ogunquit.
Don't they own the Barnacle Billies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do?
Where his mom does something like that. Yeah. They're all in Torrines.
They have
like
a
that.
Bed and breakfast inn.
All right. Somebody in that family owns, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
It's Barnacle Billies.
Oh, I'll have to find that out.
Might be a brother or something like that.
So do you two get to go out to dinner sometimes? I don't mean together, but I mean, or maybe together.
I guess.
We really haven't.
No.
Yeah.
He cooks at home a lot.
Yeah.
I just recently went to Annika Jan's. It was pretty amazing.
I have to say,
for the first time?
No, it was probably my third time, and I have to say that That's amazing there.
They do a good job.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah, me too.
They do a great job. I just sat there at the bar.
Did you get the bread pudding?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't get desserts when I go to eat.
Do me a favor and just go there for the bread pudding.
I can't eat desserts.
You can eat this. It's like breakfast.
Did you have any
it's like French
beverages?
Toast.
I had quite a few adult beverages. I had myself probably my order of steak tartare, and I probably ate half of my wife's. I was just starving.
That's great. It was so good.
Yeah.
Nothing like eating raw meat.
They have good mussel dishes there, too.
Yeah.
They have good everything.
So, I mean, you seem to do a lot of experimentation there at the Union Grill at Union Bluff Hotel. Tell me about some dishes that you've tried that kind of went haywire.
Went haywire in a good way? Yeah, okay.
Or in a bad way.
Well, oh, boy.
What was that thing I had there? Was it tuna pastrami?
Oh, that's right. She had the...
So there's a good example.
Yeah.
There's a good example, too.
I have to say, I thought that went a little haywire.
That was the Toro.
Yeah. It was...
That was the summer or something like that, right?
Yeah, describe
that
this, because I'm already...
Well, basically, we took a tuna belly and brined it and then peppered it and seared it. So basically, you're making yourself a little pastrami sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh,
Like a Reuben.
Deconstructed. So you have little pieces that...
Right.
Sure.
Put it all together.
Rachel would order that because, you know.
She did.
It's totally random.
What'd you think about it? It was a little different.
I thought it was too thick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the cut on the tuna or the whole sandwich itself when you put it together?
No, I didn't have it as a sandwich.
Okay, so she had a different preparation. Then.
Yeah.
We did do it a couple
times. Yeah, and it was too thick. It was like cured. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you tried.
That's good feedback.
Well, you tried.
We played.
I mean, we do get to play. We get to play.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I think that, Chef Evan Mallett at Black Trumpet, you know, you'll find things on his menu that you don't see anywhere else and ingredients that you don't see anywhere else. And for the most part, everything works out. But he's taking chances. So sometimes people don't react to it well.
Yeah.
And I explain that to people. I say, if they say, oh, I had a dish there, I didn't like it. I say, you know what? The guy, it's probably something you're not used to because he experiments. That's important.
Right. People look for something that's basic.
Like the Crohn's, the vegetable that's on the menu. We put it on the menu at the grill, and the description of what people say it looks like kind of sets people off. Like I said, it looks like a little marshmallow. It's kind of got like...
Don't say that other one.
No, I'm not going to say the other one.
Oh, is it dirty?
No, it's, well... Yeah.
Is it naughty?
It's gross.
It's unappetizing.
But they're very, very tasty. But people see them on their plate, and they're not really quite sure what to think of them.
They're amazing.
And they try them, and
they've been
glaceed in chicken stock and butter, and they're melting your mouth.
And it's just a vegetable, right? Just a tuber?
It is. It's just a tuber. It's got artichoke-like characteristics.
Oh, I would love that.
It's like, you know, a little bit starchy, but it's got...
It's a smaller version of a Jerusalem artichoke, right?
More or less.
A sunshine.
Yeah.
It's smaller. It's only...
Is it like salsify?
No.
Okay. Because that always reminds me.
It oxidizes if you cut, because you have to snip the hands and clean them up. But they do oxidize. So,
and how are you finding these things that we don't usually
see? Lots of reading.
Yeah. Really? You do a lot of research?
Some stuff here and there, but lots of reading and just, like you said, being willing to try something.
Right.
You know, you see something that is out of the norm and you want to try it.
Right.
You just want to play with it.
So when you find, like, you're reading about Crohn's and you're like, okay, we need those.
Yeah. Now, where do we find
them? Then you Google Crohn's in Maine.
No.
we call our guy and say, find Crohn's.
Yeah. We call one person and we say, find us it.
Find this.
Oh. Who?
Who?
They can't disclose.
They're not going to say.
No.
I can't tell you that.
They're
sourced. We have a guy. We have about three guys.
Yeah.
We have three guys that we use and we say, hey, look, we need this. Find it.
Yeah, cool.
And usually within a day, I get a phone call saying, "Oh, you're all set."
Wow.
I wanted goat milk. Nick wanted goat milk.
That
we get the
be
phone call
hard.
Yesterday. I said, "I want goat milk, and I want it
like unpasteurized."
I want goat milk, and I want it now.
Yeah,
we got it. Yeah, we got it.
Unpasteurized.
Because
that's hard to find, but you need
is
that
it raw.
For you need that for making
gonna,
it
I'm
the right way.
It.
Okay.
Is there a rule
or ostrich eggs?
Ostrich eggs.
What did you use the ostrich eggs for?
We haven't got one yet.
I'm sure that when we get back to the hotel, that'll be a no-no.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No.
Does Brett pretty much let you do whatever the heck you want?
He does, man. He says, all right, you're crazy. But then I try to prove that I can sell it. But for the most part, those people, man, I mean, they're foodies.
They are foodies, yeah.
That's cool.
They eat out. They eat out, and Brent's probably won't. I think he's an amazing cook. I see his sandwiches he makes. I saw a nice BLT he made the other day.
Oh, BLT.
It was pretty tasty.
I could use one.
I wanted it.
Maybe you should talk a little bit about what I okay. what I'm what's, oh. like.
Yeah, what you
staring me down over here?
Plastic wrap's coming off that salad.
It is. Well, yeah, I did. See, look, easy access to what's the salami.
What's in the salad? It's baby lettuce, but it's not like the normal.
Oh, it smells so good.
I'm getting up.
I hope you brought more than one fork. Oh,
oh no! Oh boy.
That's all right.
Oh no, no, it's fine.
Just use your fingers.
Keep
There's
talking.
A crouton
Keep
there.
Talking.
On that salad, you have hi.
Oh, and this oh. is.
Okay, so it's you have lettuces there, and then you have.
And then
crispy salami, you have goat cheese, you also have a little red onion. I seasoned it with salt and pepper.
There's some
obviously.
Special mushrooms in there.
Oh, there's some chanterelles in there.
And that's fabulous.
And then you get a little dressing
which is
an avocado and cork dressing.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's tasty stuff right there.
So just
that's the most you're going to get out of that bowl, Rachel? Come on, there's like fried meat over here.
Right for the salami.
You like that?
Yeah, that's right. Great.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat. You talk. I'll eat.
Right, so the fried goat cheese, it's not going to be that big, but yesterday we're going to do a goat cheese salad because people like that.
Yeah,
people want
cheese.
That.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that. Yep. It's going to go on the menu tomorrow.
It looks good.
Yeah.
So
it's not obviously not going to be that big.
I'll tell you.
Don't you ready to share with your mouth full?
That's really, really good.
So what? So you're changing this menu. What else is going to go on there?
Well,
the fish. We had opa on the menu last week.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian fish. It's yummy.
Leaving the mussels, leaving the shrimp cocktail. But our shrimp cocktail's not in, like, normal shrimp cocktail, I guess.
How is it abnormal?
Right. Well, for one thing, it doesn't have any shrimp in it.
No. It's deconstructed.
For starters, it's a suggestion.
The shrimp is going to be warm. Citron, well, not, or citron, an actual citron.
An actual citron, yeah.
We're going to shave it. Shallots,
Sheaved.
Savory, and Napa cabbage.
It's a warm salad with shrimp.
Tasty, very tasty.
Do you do anything with the main shrimp that just came in?
I learned my lesson last year on that. I bought 200 pounds off of somebody, and, well, not somebody, I bought it off of one of my guys.
His
local,
guys.
Local
guy.
And
yeah.
I made the mistake and say that I bought them not peeled.
Right.
Oh.
That's why I brought it up.
I had one guy that was peeling them, and he was like, you...
And were they all
goes,
like
He goes,
eggs
I'm not doing
too?
This again.
I see, I bought some for the first time a few days ago.
Extremely tasty.
I bought three pounds, and I'm like, oh, this is great. The heads are on and everything. So I boil them up, and then I peel them, and it's like, great, I have a half a pound of meat here, and my fingers are raw. And that was a real pain to do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can get it all clean for like $5 a pound.
Yeah.
My brother used to bring
them home. Whole. I mean, it takes certain people, but
to eat
saute them, even maybe it's toasted garlic or something, the whole thing.
Yeah, like you would do a crawfish. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I got them over at the New Hebert's fish market over
Those
on Badger's
Island. Those
were
the two guys
Island.
That used to
at
Seaport, right?
Yeah. So, we were discussing just, you know, cook them up with some Old Bay seasoning and eat them like a crawfish. Suck the heads off and stuff.
Yeah.
I've done it, and it's tough.
Because the heads were just really, I mean, you could tell there was a lot of cool stuff in there. My kid wouldn't eat it, but I don't think. I should have tried it out on her. I don't know. She's pretty adventurous. But she would probably go, oh, Mommy, they're so cute. I don't want to eat that.
My brother used to bring home just like 5-gallon buckets of shrimp.
Yeah.
He was a shrimp fisherman.
Nice.
Nice until you have to boil them
and
peel 5 gallons worth of shrimp and realize you only have half a pound of meat.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I was making them peel them raw. I mean, my guys peel them raw.
Well, they're slimy.
Well, they're slimy.
I tried that. I looked online.
Sharp.
Oh, they
and
hurt.
Sharp.
Yeah, they're slimy and they hurt. There's all those spines and
that lost its charm. Oh, look at all that shrimp. Yeah, I lost its charm after about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
After about 6 of them.
But they do taste great. They're nice, so nice and sweet.
Yeah.
So what did you do with them?
Peel them and I froze them.
Yeah.
I froze them and used them down the road.
Yeah.
Or we tried selling them. We sold them, peel and eat. Some people bought them. Some people didn't. I peeled them off. We throw them on pizza or something because we serve flatbreads in the pub.
Right.
It's all right.
This is really good.
Is it a tasty?
It's half gone already.
Oh my
gosh.
So
what else is coming into season that you're looking forward to cooking with?
Not pine needles.
Pine needles?
No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Pomegranates.
It'd be like Alinea where the what was that dish I had? It was like 4 or 5 years ago, and they serve. It's this big bowl, right? And it's got pine needles in it, and it's got a dish inside with this sort of braised rabbit. And then they come out and they pour hot water into the pine needles. Oh, so the aroma of the forest comes up while you're eating your bunny rabbit that was jumping through the forest.
That's horrifying.
That's funny.
Are you a big Grant fan? Is that why you like...
Well, I just thought it was fun. That's...
Yeah.
I haven't done that before, but the whole, you know, you put water in.
Yep.
Did you do that?
We've done something with a dessert. We put vanilla beans and whatever, mint in there just to give aroma.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
It does work.
I love that stuff.
Yeah?
I'm not tired of molecular gastronomy.
There's a restaurant in New York that has...
Frisson.
They have holes in their tables.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I think so. I know Frisson does...
It, like, while you're eating, you can smell your food.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
That's crazy.
Oh, cool.
That's like nuts. Soon to be.
I can hear that crunching. It's like so. It's like Allie Goodwin, aka Gal Foodie, is of course crunching,
chowing down over here. So you can't go wrong with fried cheese, right? You really can't. But there's some really nice with the mushrooms. The salami and the cheese, and then the avocado dressing.
Sure.
Yum. I mean, like, all together. Good flavors. I'm loving this.
Try to make food that doesn't... I'm not going to say it. That tastes good.
Well, yeah. It should taste
good.
Doesn't
suck.
Because it's fried cheese, but I could eat this whole bowl right now if I wasn't feeling rude. But Rachel's so far away. I know she wants some. We should trade. I'll just talk and you eat for a little bit. Now, it's really, really good. Now, is this something that you'd find in a smaller portion on your menu?
Yes.
Yes.
Probably on the dining room, maybe this. It's going to be this weekend.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
I'll go tomorrow, and the man will change it for me.
And the man?
Yeah, he's going to change
the guy.
I told him. I mean, we had a conversation yesterday.
Who's the man?
Brent.
Brent. He's okay.
He's the man.
Cool.
Now, do you have... What do you do in the pub there? Do you have a hand in what goes in the pub?
Yeah, but I have decided to... I'm just leaving it the way it is because...
Yeah, people need... Yeah.
I don't want to push people away. Yeah. I mean, I can... You know, you always
people
run
like
specials.
Their wings.
Just run specials.
It's comfort.
Just
you know?
It is.
Yeah.
I find that if you throw anything crazy in there and it's not going to sell... So I said, look, you know what? I'll just do
simple. I go home and I like a good hamburger at home, you know? And it's like home for some people.
It's the...
You know, yeah, we sell a lot of burgers, like a lot. I'm on my third, cooking for
the pub is the grill? You got a line for the grill and a line for the pub?
I'm more or less for dining room, but I mean, I help and do... Do whatever, but I...
This time of year, now we're starting to work in the pub.
So the pub...
Because we've closed the dining room down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Night, oh, okay. That's good to
which
know.
Which is nice.
And the quality of food is comparable to the dining room, the pub food, you would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More casual.
I ate in the pub the other day, and I actually was...
Yeah, it was tasty?
It was good.
Right
I had stuffed haddock. Fake haddock.
Was
that Saturday?
That was the... Saturday. The Men of York evening.
Oh, the Men of York.
Yes,
oh,
we had a celebratory party.
That's the calendar.
Is that the calendar
that you, calendar that you guys need to be in next year.
No way, man. We're going to do a naked chef's calendar.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, to raise funds for something.
Oh, my God.
For feeding
I'm gonna not say anything.
Allie and Rachel. Our radio show. It can,
that
it can
might
be
get
support
scary.
Our radio show.
That might get scary.
No, it can't be any scarier than the things I saw during the making of that calendar. So, like my dad.
Yeah, that's really disgusting.
As Mr. May.
What did he put in front of his?
A tool belt.
A tool belt.
Yeah. Yep, classic Fix Handyman services. Funny. Yeah, and my brother is Mr. August, which actually, that was actually a pretty benign picture, surfboard.
The surfboard one,
He's on the cover. So.
Oh, okay, I've seen that. That's as far as I went.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, stop it. You went through the whole thing.
Yeah, it's hanging up in the kitchen.
You were like, show me, June.
Yeah, it's outside here. You want me to get it? Fucking
So you're listening to Portsmouth Community Radio, WSCA LP 106.1 FM, and we're talking to the chefs from the Union Grill at the Union Bluff Hotel, Chef Carl Mace and Chef Nick Goff, and Allie Goodwin, Gal Foodie, my co-host, is eating their salad. And they're going to the James Beard House. So on December 29th, go to opentable.com or go to jamesbeard.org to find out more about what they do there. And yeah, oh, you guys, don't forget to go into the bathroom with the mirrors all over the walls.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, I've heard about that too.
It's gross.
It's gross.
It's just don't, you do not want to see yourself.
Especially after you've been like eating and you're just like, ugh, like the last thing you want to go and like see yourself. Million mirrors.
So 80 people. So they're going to have people upstairs. They won't be able to have people out in the back.
Yeah.
Out, oh, the open back.
And so everybody enters through the front door, which I mean, through the kitchen, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, you have to go through the kitchen.
I'm pumped about that.
Yeah, it's down in the West Village.
Oh, that's very cool.
Rachel, you said you've been there before.
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
Do you remember who you dined with? That's my question. Like, who we're going to meet? That's who going to, like...
Well, I was at the press table. For that one, they had a whole bunch of people from the press.
Oh, okay.
So, so I was at the press table, and then... For the other one, yeah, both times, they seat us with the press people.
I'm just curious who's going to walk through the kitchen.
Oh, you never know.
That's what.
Yeah, you don't know.
Really, I mean, don't ever know.
But as I said,
your girlfriend's going to walk through.
I hope so.
But as I said, it's usually New Yorkers, kind of wealthy New Yorkers who come up to Maine a lot for vacation and want to get back to that.
They want to taste it.
Yeah.
Well,
they want to see what.
And people just love going there.
What Maine brings to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is something to do, and it's right around the holiday, so there's going to be a lot more people around. And, you know, it's something to impress your friends and family with if you want to take them out. And, you know.
Yeah, and if you go there, you get membership for a year.
So sweet. We each get I didn't know that. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I'm pretty psyched about it.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, it's an opportunity to get in there more.
Yeah.
That was an echo.
Because you want to... You want to get nominated for Rising Chef Award and stuff.
You know what? Yeah. I just found out I was on there, and I was looking at that. You have to be under 30.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You have to be under 30?
To be on the, yeah.
That's not good, because...
Nick's like doing the high five, like, sweet.
He's just a baby.
He is just a baby.
You can be. I think you can be a rising chef and not be young. What if you're just a new chef?
Yeah, you can have that. Yeah, you can do that.
Old timer like you, chef.
I'm not that old, dude. I'm 31.
He's only 31.
What?
I'm a baby. you're a real baby.
Yeah. That's nice.
I just checked.
Just learn from your elders, I think is what he's saying.
No.
It's a long walk back to York.
You know, since Nick's been working with me, I've learned stuff that I never even knew.
Like
you know,
what?
What's not? Oh, my
gosh. What's your training? Like, just speak to your training a little bit, Nick and Carl. And it doesn't have to be like formal training. It can be like my mom.
I never went to
me.
Culinary school.
Right.
Yeah, but that doesn't
I did know
mean...
that.
No, I did.
I like chefs that went, yeah.
I went to culinary. I went to Le Cordon Bleu in Dover, which is now.
Oh, did you study with Chef Jody Hollihan?
Yeah, Jody.
Uh-oh. you know, I so, asked her a question the other day on Facebook. She hasn't answered me
She
yet.
Doesn't get on Facebook that much, and she works all the time.
No, she needs to get on
Tell her we need to borrow her dehydrator.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Dehydrate some stuff.
Obviously. Smart ass.
Sorry.
Apples.
Apples. Because we want to play.
I have a dehydrator.
No.
Take me to the James Beard House. I'll bring my dehydrator. Right. We could trade.
Okay.
We could trade. So you didn't go to culinary school. You did.
I never did, no.
And so it's all sort of been a learn by doing?
For me, it's a lot of reading, you know?
I
read all the time.
Do you read cookbooks for fun? Because Rachel and I do.
Yeah, I do that.
You know, there's certain books I start to pick up and I look at and then I go, I'm not reading this. I'll ignore it and maybe I'll just look at a picture and that's it. But there's some of them out there that I actually really go through and I go, wow.
Do you find yourself reading, you'll read through like a cookbook and you see some things from one recipe and then 10 pages later you're like, oh, and you flip back and you pull those two things together and that's where you come up with some of your... creations, or do you just not go by recipe,
or just
drive by idea?
I have issues with recipes. I don't. Everything's in my head, or I have a little. I hate to be stupid. I have a little journal that I write in.
Well, you should.
I have my own thing, and believe it or not, this will be my second one because my first one got stolen from me.
That's
Who
awful.
Who would do that?
I don't know. My car, it happened in Savannah.
It wasn't me.
It was completely full. It happened in Savannah. Someone busted the window and took my entire bag.
That's why I always have to. I always make sure I put everything in.
So
on my
now
computer.
Everything's like I know where it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So I lost a lot of stuff, but less if I remembered. So I wrote down things.
Cool.
A lot of stuff's just playing with.
Yeah.
I find I write down as I'm cooking. I just jot down what did I just do with it because I'll never remember. Right. Like when I'm all done, I'll be like, oh, how much of that did I? Because I don't do. I read recipe books and cookbooks, but I don't really cook by them. I just do it to get ideas and flavors and mix things up, and then I journal it all.
It sparks ideas.
And it
sometimes
sparks
I mean, there's so many ingredients and things out there. Sometimes I forgot about skate, or so many things and new stuff out there that a different way to use something.
Yeah, new techniques.
Handy.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, we're going to wind down here. Another episode of Wine Me, Dine Me.
It was a good episode. There was food. There were chefs.
There was talking a lot about food.
Yeah.
So go to jamesbeard.org to find out more about the James Beard House and the visit there from Chef Carl Mace and Chef Nick Goff.
It'll be fun. And I'm really pumped about it.
I'm looking forward to having you back to talk about the after.
Yeah,
experience
I'll
after.
About talk about it. Yeah. I'm all about it, I think that this is going to be probably one of the most stressful couple of days. I think from the 25th of December, while I'm at my mom's for Christmas, I think that's the only thing I'm going to think about, and I'm going to try not to. Because the 26th, we go to the hotel, we get our stuff together, we leave the 27th by vehicle. York Lobster is letting us borrow their truck because we need refrigeration.
Right. That's right, yeah.
Like, you have to bring everything. They said you can ship it there. I'm like, I'm not shipping it. I want to make sure I have it.
Right. Yeah, you want to make sure it gets there the right way.
You need to make sure you have
look
it.
Look at it before it gets.
Yeah.
You need to make sure everything's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
It's exciting. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's a big deal.
It was exciting.
We'll be there for three nights.
OpenTable.com.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday's the dinner, and then we leave Wednesday to come back and do New Year's Eve.
Yep.
The 30th.
And we'll just work straight. I'm going to work probably the 30th all night. Into the 31st, go home for a couple hours, then come back and do New Year's Eve.
And then take the next month off.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking any time off.
All right, so until next time, Wine Me, Dine Me. And I just want to remind people that despite the weather, you should come out to River Run Books, where we're going to talk about our holiday book recommendations, and I will be there talking about holiday cookbook recommendations at 6 p.m. at River Run Books, right on Conga Street in Portsmouth.
Wine Me, Dine Me.
Wine Me, Dine Me. See you soon.
you're thinking.
Excuse me?
Did he fire six shots or only five?
Excuse me?
Well, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement.
Excuse me?
The Beans, this is the .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and it could blow your head clean off.
Excuse me?
You have to ask yourself one question.
Excuse me? You're listening to WSCLP Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. All right.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at him. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna know who's been naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Do you hear me? Well, listen. He knows if you are sleeping. Yeah, he knows if you're awake. And he knows if you've been good or bad. So you better be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.